So what happened, the first thing that happened was I was very civilized and actually paid for my wireless on the airplane for a nice change, thankfully, which I have a receipt for. But somebody sent me the GAO report. I was actually going from Denver to Chicago and then on to Syracuse to an aviation security conference. I got partway through the flight to Chicago. Somebody sent me the GAO report that says, you know, airlines are vulnerable, at which point I looked at something that Airbus had put out, and Airbus was like, oh, no, we're perfectly safe, everything's wonderful, and I called bullshit on it and did it in a pretty blunt and pretty neat 140 characters and said, I'm sitting in front of a system, and I know damn well I can get into it. And that apparently caused some issues.
So did you actually plug into something under your seat?
No, I did not. I was pretty blunt on the, hey, you know, I know this is what can be done, but no. Thankfully, because my understanding is they pulled the airplane aside, they've looked at it, they've interviewed passengers, and all sorts of good things.
I gotcha.
Jeez.
So is there something you could plug into under your seat, or you don't know?
Oh, yeah. No, there definitely is. There's a nice control box under the seat that has a modified Cat 5, Cat 6 jack under it to make friends with the in-flight entertainment system.
I see. But that's the in-flight entertainment system. That should have nothing to do with the airplane controls, correct?
You would hope and you would think. And that would be logic. But unfortunately, logic does not appear to have been part of the design criteria. It's in-flight entertainment has two avenues from there. It goes to the cabin control systems, I'm sorry, and then also goes out to the satellite systems. So you've got two attack avenues from there. And obviously, cabin control systems and SATCOM systems have discrete network access into the avionics systems and the pilot avionics stuff.
And I've heard this for quite some time that, you know, kind of rumblings from people that the systems on board an airplane are not, in fact, separate. Well, what's kind of lagged the change and prevented things from actually getting better and more secure?
I don't know. I mean, I think there's a couple of things. One, they're using a whole bunch of like the off-the-shelf, the COTS stuff. So they're using a lot of the off-the-shelf stuff. Secondly, there's all the interconnects. You look at what the pilots are using up front. They, especially in the more modern jets, have got a lot of the glass cockpit system. So they are now, obviously, you've got the iPad issues in, I think.
Yes.
One of them had the iPad issues. Like, that's the iPad connecting to the data that they need, which is sitting behind the systems. You've got the cabin control systems, which are, you know, the cockpit front-end system has, the back-end system has. You've just got a complex arsehole about face network that everybody's running around on.
Mm-hmm.